Hello again. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls Watchmen. God always had Watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. As the Holy Spirit has it, today a very important alert came to me creating a change schedule program. This alert came from the YouTube channel Extol Yeshua Always. Go to the YouTube search engine and put Extol Yeshua Always into the YouTube search engine to hear more of this information. I have a website named finalcall.us, final-call.us, where I make people aware of what is going on now relative to the only authorized King James Version Bible and all others as well. If you are a believer, this information is vital for you to know.
And it's going to blow you away. It really will. Because I have more proof that our Bibles are changing. And we're going to take a look at several King James Bibles for one verse. And trust me, it's jaw-dropping what I'm going to share with you. It's irrefutable evidence that our Bibles are changing. Now, if you're a new listener to my channel, our Bibles are changing supernaturally, and they're changing at different rates. I know it's crazy, but you'll see when I show you. The Bibles are changing, but at different rates. All translations are changing. All languages are changing. And it's to prepare the way for the Antichrist in one world religion. They're changing titles to the books of the Bible. We have new maps in our Bibles. We have symbols in our Bibles. We have paragraph markers. We have new names in Scripture. We have new parables in the Bible. We have new proverbs. We have whole passages that are new. And we have verses that are deleted, words that are omitted. We have all types of crazy things happening in Scripture. Hey, everyone. In this video, this is more of an alert because I've just come across something that is really disturbing in Scripture as we see our Bible changing, and I need to share it with you in this video, and I need you to get the message out, because here's what's happening, friends. They are turning Scripture inside out to prepare the way for the lawless one, for the Antichrist, and as I've said over and over again in my videos, it's so clear to me that they will be using the Bible for the Antichrist and one world religion. Because of the way that the Bible is changing, it is being fashioned for the one world religion. It really is. And for those of you who don't understand, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your eyes will be open right now in Jesus' name. Because there is a strong delusion that is upon us. As the Bible is changing and retelling the Christian story to deceive as many souls to hell as possible. We were warned that when the Antichrist arrives, he would be revealed with lying signs and wonders, and he would deceive many, and there would be a great falling away, because people will think he is God. Well, friends, we're seeing lying signs and wonders all around us. So many things are changing right now. It's crazy. It really is. And the Bible changing is of great importance to me because of the eternal consequence. Now, they're using what we think are quantum computers or D-wave technology to change our Bibles supernaturally. And it's crazy. It's black magic. It absolutely is. No doubt in my mind. Because what we're seeing in Scripture is so dark. It is so graphic, and it is now describing the so-called Christian faith as one that I don't recognize at all. We're finding gibberish in our Bibles. We're finding new verses in Scripture, new words, thousands of new words. We're finding all types of crazy stuff in our Bibles, including the word stuff, including words like network and shuttle and engines and mufflers and tires and presidents and Senate and governors and chancellors and college, whore, tavern, liquor, wench. The list goes on and on. These are new words in the Bible, friends. They're retelling the Christian story. Now let me share with you what is now happening in Scripture. They have removed the word Messiah from the New Testament. That's right. But even more importantly, they've placed Messiah in the Old Testament to describe the Antichrist. Now let me show you. I've done videos and I've explained that Messiah was only in Scripture 4 times. But because things have been changing so fast, I haven't had time until now to go through and find out what these words are and what they've done to the verses themselves. So Messiah is no longer in the King James Bible in the New Testament. Can you believe that? It's been changed to Messias in the Bible, but it's only found 2 times. In the book of John 1:41 and John 4:25. I'm not even going to read this to you. I'm making a point that they have erased Messiah from the New Testament. Do you understand? Now, I'm so startled by this, and I have mentioned before that Messiah was only found in Scripture 2 times in the Old Testament, and then misspelled to Messiahs 2 times in the New Testament. But again, I didn't take the time to look and see where Messiah was being planted in the Old Testament. Until now, look what I found. Messiah is now in the book of Daniel 2 times in reference to the Antichrist, to the lawless one. Yeah, shocking. But you know what? This is fulfilling Bible prophecy, because we were told that the Antichrist would deceive many, that he is God. Do you remember? Now, let me read this to you in Daniel 9:25 and 9:26. I'll just read it in full. Both these verses have been changed. They're foreign to me. Let me read them to you. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Are these verses new to you as they are to me? The building of the wall, you know, I actually posted this question or this Bible change this morning in our Facebook group, and a brother in Christ said, the wall reminds me of the Trump wall. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is the Antichrist, not at all, but isn't that interesting that it's now in Scripture? There are other things that are going on here. These two verses have been changed, but they're calling the Antichrist the Messiah. Because, friends, he will be revealed soon. There's no doubt in my mind. And I'm warning you to be prepared, to be spiritually ready, to be discerning. These are perilous times, friends. And unless you're born again and sealed with the Holy Spirit, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. I am not going to pick apart these verses. I'll let you do that, and please share your findings below. But I am so stunned and grieved with the Bible changes and what they're doing and how blind the church is, how they continue to sleep and make these false claims that the Bible has not changed. Because indeed it has. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And yet there's no mention of Messiah for Jesus Christ in the Bible. What is going on? But they're changing the story. Do you understand? Please wake up. Please get the word out. I keep hoping and praying that maybe this video will be the one that will open up the blind eyes. But I know it's only the Holy Spirit that can open up eyes. I know that. And I know it's a heart issue with those who do not see the changes. There's something terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. We were warned that God would send a strong delusion because they did not love the truth. Man looks at the appearance and God looks at the heart. So my prayer for all is that people will desire the truth in their innermost being. Because that will lead them to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That will lead them to understand and see the Bible changes. But if they do not love the truth, they will not see. Are you spiritually ready? Are you born again? Ask Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. We all must be forgiven of our sins. And we must ask for it. We must want it. So ask Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins, that he was buried and 3 days later he was resurrected. Confess him as your Lord and Savior and you will be born again. And he'll give you his Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth and change you on the inside. And others of you, let me know what you think about these changes in the Bible. I'm so stunned with these findings, and I find them all the time. This one is huge, because if people cannot see that there's something wrong, that Messiah is no longer in the New Testament, they truly were never born again, because there's no way anyone who is born again would say that Messiah was never in the New Testament, or that Messiah was always in reference to the Antichrist. They are woefully deceived. It's time to wake up because the hour is short and eternity is right before us. And my prayer is that the church would arise in this hour and worship God in spirit and in truth, because Jesus Christ is the Word of God. The Bible is subject to the elements of this world, isn't it? But the Word of God lasts forever. Praise God. Praise God for the mysteries found in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Saints, be strong and courageous in this hour. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, until next time.
Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at denver-thriftshop.com. Blowout. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. So long. Rita Williams of cephasministry.com. CEPHSministry.com. Thank you.